Hare Krishna, the question is, which is the best service one can offer to Guru and Krishna? Is it to distribute a lot of books? Is it to chant maximum number of rounds? Is it to open a lot of temples? Now, the answer is that it is to take the fire of Krishna consciousness that is burning in the heart of the Guru and store it in our heart and keep fanning it throughout the entire life. By this way, it's not only maintained, but also the intensity of the fire increases with time. So what does this mean? Let me explain. This will actually mean to follow the instructions of the Guru, especially with regards to sadhana, which is going deep in our own Krishna consciousness and also helping others. But this should be done on a very steady basis, on lifelong basis. This will please the Lord and Guru the most. Example, to distribute 100 books every month for a lifelong basis is certainly much more pleasing than to distributing 1000 books sometimes and none at other times, or distributing as per one's mood and convenience and comfort. The same principle also applies with chanting the number of rounds. Steadiness is always best compared to randomness. And once we become steady, it is also important to increase our standard with time, else we become stagnant. In this regard, Bhaktivinoda Thakur gives an example of a person climbing the steps. So while a person is climbing the steps, one leg is at a lower level and the other one is above. This way we are supposed to climb the steps. So basically we secure one leg at a lower level, fix it, and then we lift the other leg. So that's how we've climbed. Now if we lift both the legs together, then obviously we'll fall. So that is the reason we shouldn't be over enthusiastic initially, but should balance our enthusiasm by patience and increase it gradually with determination. That's the reason Rupa Goswami states in the Nectar of Devotion, Nectar of Instruction, that the three most important principles to advance in spiritual life is enthusiasm, determination and patience. Utsaha nischaya dhairyat. So one should always aim for steadiness in sadhana and seva and fix a minimum quantity of both. Be steady for at least a year and only then increase the quantity. And it's also extremely important and necessary to think on a long-term basis whether we'll be able to sustain the fixed amount of sadhana or seva or not, instead of taking some premature commitment or vows which is beyond our capacity and then later on not be able to fulfill it and then get into some kind of repentance. I hope this is clear. Thank you. Hare Krishna.